I'm going to bring the meeting to order. This is the Board of Selectmen meeting with AP on Tuesday, March 24th, beginning at 6 o'clock. My name is Gwen Marion. I'm the Deputy First Selectman running the meeting because First Selectman Rodney Fournier is out of state, and it's just more convenient for an in-person person to run the meeting.
Now we have quorum. Bryce has joined.
Okay, great. Bryce, welcome.
Hey, Bryce.
So Bryce, I'm running the meeting just because Rodney's out of state, but he's attending.
Got it.
Okay. So I will accept any public comment either on the Route 44 interchange or on other topics not on the agenda. And for the record, there is no one in person in the audience. And Amanda Gordon
Amanda has her hand raised.
is attending the
Hello.
meeting and would like to speak. Hello, Amanda. Oh, and hi,
Hi.
Micah.
Hi, sorry, forgive the interjections. Amanda Gordon, 23 Golf Lane, Bolton, obviously. I just wanted to, so I was at a toddler time or baby new mom group that we decided to have at the Bolton Library last Saturday, and we noticed, and I did not check personally the restroom, so forgive me if this is erroneous, but we noticed that none of the restrooms have a baby changing station. And so some of the moms were changing the babies in the middle of the books, right? Which it was all young boys. And if you can imagine, if anything had gone awry, those books could have gotten a shower. So I was just hoping that the board might consider trying to get a baby changing station in one of the restrooms at the Bolton Public Library for the future kids who want to enjoy it. That's all.
Does it look like there's enough room in there? I haven't been in one of those for a long time.
So there is one around the corner in the kids area that I think is bigger. I
Yeah,
personally didn't use it and I haven't had a
it's
chance to go back and check it out, but I think that one would potentially be big enough.
okay.
good to know.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Thanks.
Is that something we need to take an action on, or can
No.
we say, Rodney, is that something
No.
that like
We just forward that one to building maintenance.
Okay.
Probably just send it over to John.
Yep.
Jim will get it. He'll ask John about it. And that's a great little thing. I like those.
It is. So,
That's
Rodney, are you gonna send an email to Jim about that, or do you want me to email John Butrimovich, or how do we want that to work?
Jim will listen to the meeting minutes, but I will text him right now
Okay.
that I like that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you,
All
guys.
right, let's look to see any other public comment.
Nobody else from the public is here.
Nobody else from the public is here, either in person or on Zoom. All right, we're going to move on to review and discuss plans for the town green. Sitting here on the table is the large scale plan, and we were also given some smaller plans with sketches on them that show some amenities, I think. Go ahead, Ronnie.
You want me to speak on this?
Yes, please.
So we had we've di they're gonna raise we're talk discussing raising the whole depth or the whole green up 2 feet. So if you see the big lines that go through the middle, those are
Yes.
1 foot increments in between the grade. And we were thinking about taking the gazebo and pushing it back into that corner. And then building a little granite stone seating wall so that you can sit on this, already have chairs right there, kind of. And I guess the picnic tables that are behind there now would just get moved over a little bit. So we were thinking that that would be a good idea. And then we were going to kind of change the route of that little path that you see. That's the trail that's there now. And kind of come off of that and go right behind that little seating area. So it would be more wheelchair accessible, so to speak, or ADA accessible.
ADA
Just,
compliant.
I don't know about compliant. It would be more accessible for
Okay.
push a wheelchair or baby stroller or something along there. versus trudging across the grass. So it seems like we got good grades going through there now, and they would be redoing the irrigation that goes along Old Bolton Road and in front of the library. So we were trying to add a little bit of zip to it, and that was a Mather Clark came up with this drawing. And we just thought it'd be a good idea to do something a little different with it that make it more user friendly. Is there any other
So
questions? Yeah.
I like the idea of some permanent seating there, but because, as you know, Rodney, I play in the band, and if the
Right.
band is ever, if we are ever booked again on this site, we would not be able to fit our 90 people at here because that wall would cut us off.
So that wall would have to go quite a bit further out.
Either further out, or maybe could it be swung to the east? But so that I guess people sitting on it would have a view of the side of the gazebo. So that's the downside of that.
So that
But
would
I
be on
think,
the library side.
yeah, it'd be on the library side. Not just for the Wyndham Concert Band, but there might be other activities. Like we the Bolton Land Trust held a few times have held activities that have started at the gazebo, and we have
Right.
a gathering of people. We have a speaker standing on the steps of the gazebo with a
Right.
gathering of people below, and that would then cut that crowd in half.
Well, what if you even brought, because I assume that the wall is going to be at grade coming from, is this north?
This is Bolton Center roadside.
Yeah. So from the Bolton Center roadside, I assume that the grass is coming to the top of the wall and then it'll continue at the bottom of the wall. Like it won't be
That's right.
sticking up in any direction. Okay. So even if you move that back towards Bolton Center Road, then you would have more room between the gazebo and the wall for the band. And then you'd have more room for people to be either blocked off, and you could have the presenter be standing inside of that rock wall at the gazebo and have people behind that, or you could have some room in front for seating and some room behind for seating. So it would just allow for a little bit more space between the two, should there be any presentations or similar.
Right.
And
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that spacing is that they have shown.
it looks like about maybe 20, 25 feet. It doesn't look like very far. Bryce, you have your hand raised as well.
Oh yeah, Bryce.
Yeah, is there
Yeah,
anything?
I didn't. Mine's like 3 steps back though, too. My question was with Rodney mentioning ADA improvement, I was wondering what compliance statutes are we held to once we make any type of amendments to.
What essentially we would just be adding that little loop off of our connectivity trail.
Okay,
That's
so I'm just thinking of
all.
what the vein of when you modernize a building, you are then held to, bringing it into more ADA compliance. Is there anything that is like that for recreational parks?
I don't think so. No, not that I've heard of that. I mean,
Maybe if you're paving the path completely, like with cement, but I'm thinking like when they put
right.
the rock path that's in there, I don't think that they would have had to consider the rock being ADA compliant. But even a paved path, I'm thinking about sections of trail on the other side of the river that are at grade paved, and that was recent projects. So since it's outdoors, potentially not.
Right.
Although now that I'm thinking about this, remember the big conversation we had about the path that's proposed through Heritage Farm, and how it has to have that big sweeping loop east on the upper hay field, because it
Right.
wasn't going to meet grade otherwise, and it had to
Right.
meet 5% something like that. So there must be some kind of outdoor standard.
Hebron would probably know a lot about that because they're currently modifying one of the entrances to the rail trail. So that might be something good to inquire about and see if there's any OE or lessons learned, to use corporate jargon.
And I'm sure our engineer who will
Yeah.
know the answer to that. But Bryce, that's a good point to bring up.
Yeah, if we need to comply.
Yes.
Yep.
It just before we spend a lot of money with these plans in place to say, does this present us any, exposure in a sense?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it does. We're just improving the drainage, essentially, is what this whole thing is all about. So
Right.
I get
We're,
that, but right. And an
but
ulterior
we should.
consequence,
But we
I
should know
suppose.
for sure if
Yes.
we have to. And about drainage, I don't really understand where the water is flowing. I see the catch basin that's to the just to the north of the library
Right.
driveway. And
Yep.
then there but then I see arrows that are pointing west also.
So it
So
looks like the water would flow as it currently does to the east. There would be the catch basin here. All of the water would flow off of Bolton Center Road towards the library, towards the catch basin, and then potentially be redirected from the catch basin towards the current state police. So in the existing catch basins and
so
drainage
everything,
area.
so even over, even from here, it's going
Right.
east.
Correct.
So
It's
that, what does that arrow mean then? It doesn't,
I'm
it
not
does
sure that
not
the
mean.
arrow means anything other than this is referring to a 4-inch grade on the drain,
Okay.
and the elevation here is 756 versus the 755 over here.
Okay, so everything's flowing here because I know that there was a pipe that was put in about a year ago, but
Right.
behind the library that takes water underneath Toomey Road. So I'm
Right.
wondering if it's
Okay.
flowing in, and I'm wondering if it's flowing in there. I guess this is a that would be a question for our engineer also, is how much extra flow is there going to be from this area? Because it is, that's the whole point. I is
Yeah.
get all the water that's right there right now. I felt like taking a picture this morning. It really is. It's a lake out there. So we want to get all of that water off of here, but is that going to have an impact somewhere else, wherever all of this drainage is outletting? So
So,
that's what I would like to know.
So the Bolton Center roadside, so that 58, I think it starts flowing toward Bolton Center Road if you follow that line. That goes the other way.
Yeah.
Because if you
Those.
see Bolton Center Road is
Oh.
756,
Well, okay, so yep, I see. So
756 down there.
this is the high point. Some of the water flows this way, some of the water flows that way. This
This
is
is
high
high
point.
point. Right?
Oh, that's
So
right. There's a
this is high.
758 and a half at the edge of Bolton Center Road there, Rodney.
Yeah, the looks like the edge of the
I
road is
think
slightly higher.
my understanding would be that the dotted lines would be the previous
Oh.
and
Drain.
potentially the current. And that's why it's currently collecting in a certain spot. And
Okay.
then there's parts that are new. So we need to look at the legend to see what that is. But I would guess that the dotted lines are all where the existing drainage is or existing
Yeah.
elevation is versus the solid lines, which are the goal elevation.
As you can see, the 757.5 and the 757.6
Yeah.
down there. So that's kind of a little bit of a
Yes.
low spot right there along the edge of the road. So I think they were trying to take advantage of that with that little bit of area. They have to crown it somewhere.
So what I could do is I could send an email to Jim with that question,
Yeah.
or perhaps, or just to get that in writing, so he doesn't have to, in case he doesn't have a chance to listen to the recording. I could send my question to him, and I'll also send my comment to him about the wall location.
There you go.
Yeah,
Yep.
and also I'll send Bryce in the same email. I'll send your question about, does this have to be ADA compliant?
So I can
Right.
confirm looking at the
Okay.
drawing that the dotted lines are the current drainage. And that's why you're seeing that high point both at Bolton Center Road and then the middle of the green, which is where the water collects between the gazebo and the road. So then the drawing that you're looking at with the solid lines are the plan for the gradation. So the high point would actually be the edge of Bolton Center Road. It looks like that 78, 758 and a half. So water would flow either off Bolton Center Road to the south or off Bolton Center or from the side of the road to the north across the green.
Right.
But that's
I'm
just
not,
looking at
yeah, I
the
don't.
lines on that drawing.
Okay.
Is there additional drainage? If you go a print ahead of time, one before. Oh, which do you, how many prints do you have there? Just one or
No,
two?
we have the whole
We
set.
have the whole packet.
It's
So
the
there's
big.
the previous and then the planned, and then there's a bunch of detailed drawings that show like how you plant a tree or
Yeah.
all the
Yeah.
details and that kind of thing. But we do have the current and then planned.
So If you look at the print before that, it's got a more of a blown out picture there.
The one that Mather drew his sketch on, or not?
No. Well, how many? So there's the first one. Oh, there's only two.
Yeah, correct.
So there's one that has a more of a close-up view of it.
Yep.
And the one before that, it shows the whole green. But it's too small on my computer. Blowing it up. Straw. I was wondering if there's another drainage on the south side toward the police station. If there was another drain there somewhere.
There is not one shown on the current drawing. There's only one catch basin shown, and that's at the north triangle of the green. And there's a
Yeah.
second one at the west triangle of the green. There's not one at the east side.
Okay. Yep. So there's two on that side. Yeah. So I think that just drains in the road and runs.
Well, so if you look at the gradation of the plan, the goal would be to aim all of the water off the green towards one of the two catch basins. Like
That's right.
the if you follow the elevation, it would either fall all to the west off of those lines or fall all to the north off of those lines. So there
Right.
wouldn't need to be a catch basin on the east side.
Nope, it would on the east side.
Towards the police station.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, that's correct. So, all right. Well, we got a couple questions to ask Jim. That's fine.
So, Greg, so you take. Go ahead,
Go ahead.
Marcus.
Oh, I was going to say, I have a few more questions too. What happens to the existing mature trees? The ones that are closest to town hall?
We had a discussion that they may pick them out with a tree picker.
And then
Replant.
what?
Replant
Okay.
if we can. But there's no promises on that. I think
Depends on
there's
how much of a
one.
root ball you can get.
Yeah,
Right.
there's one. Is that the Charter Oak sibling that's planted on the south side in the corner there? But
We have one
that's
of those?
yeah, I'm
I didn't
pretty
know that.
sure.
That's a I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
That's a pretty big deal if we do if we have one of those. That's a pretty big deal.
it's little though. It's I don't know if it's 4 feet tall yet.
Yep. They grow. I just was at a conference on Saturday, and these th they grow those white oaks grow really, really slowly. But
Right.
it's pretty cool to if that really is a relative of the Charter Oak, it's neat to have one of those.
I remember there used to be a little sign next to it.
Really? Okay.
That,
I was not aware of that at all.
yeah. And it's on the south side over toward the police station. Maybe, I don't know, 20 feet in. Kind
Okay.
of toward the Bolton Center roadside. Yeah.
That's
Okay.
worth
So,
trying to keep.
yeah. Oh,
Yeah. I
yeah,
mean, I think it's
absolutely.
a real loss to lose any of our mature trees there. You know, some of these are, you know, probably 30, 40, 50-year-old trees, right? That would be a loss.
Well,
Not on the green, but
we wouldn't want to not do the project in order to
no, I understand that.
not treat
I
them,
just think it's
you know.
worth saying.
Right. I mean, we don't want to be building wells around them either. So, you know, you end up with that water going toward the tree, they wouldn't be worth saving. So, they were trying to work around some of them.
I want to just I have a few more questions. I'll just keep going
Go
here
ahead.
too. So this was just to confirm, this was a drawing done by the engineer, and
That's correct.
then so we don't have a current understanding for bid timeline then either.
Well, we no. I mean, this is a pretty prepared drawing from the engineer. I think he was on vacation this week. And then after that, we were ready to. He was going to draw up some bid documents, if I recall right.
Okay. Yeah, just
So
I mean, as we're moving quickly into April too, I'd like to be cognizant that, you know, work takes time and bids take time as well.
Okay.
and the
Okay.
procedure for
Prices.
the grant took time, and when we got the grant application back that it was finalized and I signed it. Reading through it, we found that they had different dates than what we were originally told, and they're like a month ahead. So we've gotten a hold of MD Rahman's contacts, and we've put in for an extension for the grant.
And so, with those, what does that timing specifically then?
Well, they said they might give us 6 months to a year.
Really? Wow.
Well, until we see anything, I wouldn't. I'm not going to hold my breath on anything until I see it. Yeah. So,
for sure, right. But, and then, so do we have an understanding of their process to get locked in on that either?
No, that's as things go, that's kind of like just a phone call and a conversation. So I called and got it going. And then I had them call Jim because they were asking particular questions of who granted, who it was in particular that was giving out the grant and so forth and so on. So Jim answered the rest of the questions, and he said he was going to get back. He didn't say when. He said, I'll get back to you. He says, we've done a few of these because it's very difficult to start a project in the fall and end up trying to do it through the winter and everything else. So he was very understanding, and it's too wet to do it now. So
right. Well, that's great. The conversation happened as soon as we can get it in writing too. I think some of my concerns would be alleviated and I would be less of a squeaky wheel.
As soon as they say
that's fine too. Hopefully this project will alleviate some of that wetness at the same time.
Well, that's the whole intent. Well, right. Yeah. We definitely got a Matt Gilligan is the gentleman we're dealing with. That's MD's right hand man. So he should be coming around soon with an answer. And Jim is preoccupied, so he wasn't. I can always call and pester him a little bit. I don't mind.
I have another question based on us putting the path in there and putting the drainage in there. Have we looked at the soil profile in there to make sure that it's hasn't been too wet for too long to create issues with environmental compliance?
So they're going to scrape the whole thing down, and they're putting in different soil. I don't know if they're going to be able to none of what's in there can be used as a base because it's been compacted so long for so many years.
I know, but if there's too much water, it could be technically classified as wetland.
Well,
no, I don't, it's not wetlands.
I wouldn't think so. I don't think you can ever create wetland soils from just the sitting and just being saturated. And there are other ways that wetlands are defined.
Sorry, I'm late to this meeting, Rodney, but I'm hearing that there might be an extension.
There's the man. That's correct.
That's great. That would be great.
So, just so you know, Gwen is running the meeting for me because I'm afar, and I have something else I have to do in a little bit. So,
okay. All right. So, Bryce, did you finish your list of questions?
I had one other question. Thank you, Gwen. Is there going to be an opportunity for public comment or public engagement with these drawings, either before or after we go to bid?
We can put it out there, but it's going to be soon. So
I think we want to put it on the first meeting in April if we want to put it on the agenda just for discussion, or not even for public comment.
Right.
Yeah, I think it would be good to allow, you know, whether there's engagement or not, but just to provide the opportunity for that engagement.
Yep. Right. So
I agree.
Yep.
You could ask Mather at this point about moving that wall.
So my comment about the wall is that there are organizations and groups who use the area, the space in front of the gazebo.
Yep.
And that might just
I'm aware of that. Okay. And we talked about that with Joe and Jim and Rodney when we talked about this a couple weeks ago. And I didn't know, like I just picked an arbitrary distance.
Oh, okay.
up for interpretation of whoever, has specific needs or input to what that distance is. I think I went with like 30 feet,
Okay.
but
I wasn't too far off. I said 2025.
Yeah, I mean, like for the Wyndham concert band that I play in, there's 90 people that sit in front of the gazebo. So if you have a group that big again, it would need to be.
Well, the wall is supposed to be up, like you can sit, and down. It's to create a terrace so that almost like an amphitheater so that people behind can see. So you're not 10 people deep in one plane. You might have five people in front of the wall and five people
Yes.
up above the wall,
Yes.
behind the wall. So people can still sit behind the wall. It's just intended to create a seating opportunity, a amphitheater
Yep.
feel.
Yeah, I like the
But it
idea.
doesn't preclude that. The only thing it would impede on is like a vehicle, something larger trying to fit through there. But people could be behind the wall as well.
But I mean, if you have a 90-person band, they need space to seat.
Oh, 90 in the band.
90 in the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'd
And
want to maybe make more room.
also think about our woodcock walk where we had people standing on the steps talking about the woodcock and then people gathering.
This was
So
just the kind of get the idea, visualized.
yeah,
Yeah,
I
but
like the idea. I
I
do too.
think backing up a little bit might allow for more of a that terrace and amphitheater feel and improve that.
The idea really stemmed from, first of all, was to get more grade. The way that Joe had drawn it on those plans was just a simple grade across it. But I was thinking, if we created actually a high spot, we could actually artificially create more pitch, was kind of
Oh, I see.
my
Yeah.
goal with this, but also double as a feature that is interactive and usable to people
Yeah, I like the
and
idea.
for not a crazy expense.
Yeah, I like the idea. So what I'm going to do, Bryce, is it okay if I incorporate your ADA question into my email for Jim
It's
of things to
appreciated. Yes,
look?
thank you.
Okay, so I'll do that, and I'm going to add just suggest about rethinking the location of the curved granite wall. And then also I'm going to ask a question about, is there any negative impact on the increased drainage that is coming off of the site on any catch basins or anywhere else, just for some clarification about that.
And I'll just throw my question too with Mather there as well, if, in case this is something he knows, that if we are making adjustments to a recreational area like this, does it put us into any type of requirement for ADA compliance? Like you would update an old building, to a certain extent, and then you have to start worrying about ADA compliance. Does
You
anything
mean in
like that
terms of the
exist?
gazebo or with this wall? Mostly the path, the extending the path and making sure that I thought about that, and this part of the path, I'm just rerouting to make it visually a little more interesting with a little sway to it, to have it more with green grass on both sides. And having better pitch now, it might be able to do that. The part that shoots off and goes behind the wall, that I thought of that too, if that would be held to slope requirements. I don't know the answer to that,
Okay, so
but
I'll ask Jim to ask our
I kind of
engineer.
saw it as like an off, like, because I think it might be too steep to be you, like if you had to keep to a 4% slope behind the wall is no longer really a retaining wall, it's just freestanding because you wouldn't have enough distance. It wouldn't
It wouldn't
be
serve
what
the
my
drainage
intention
function.
is. Yeah, it would have to be steeper at the end, but in that case maybe we don't extend the path. It's not a path, because someone in a wheelchair could easily go a little further away where it's a more gentle slope.
Okay. No, I appreciate
So
that
I
you've
think there's
considered this
ways
too,
around
Mather.
that, but I don't know the answer to that.
So I'll ask.
Okay.
Good. But Mather, thank you for your work on this. It's really nice to see your imprint on it, and it makes a difference too.
Thanks.
Okay, let's move on to consider an act on holding the annual town meeting on Tuesday, May 12th, 6 o'clock at Town Hall. Does that
I will make a motion to hold the annual town meeting on Tuesday, May 12th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the town hall.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mather? And is there any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Rodney what the reasoning was behind that specific date and time, because I'm sure there is some.
I'm sure I don't know what it is. Kathy picked that out. What was it, April?
It might have to, I bet it's in the charter.
This is Kathy, and it is in the charter. We have to have the annual town meeting before May 20th. And we went that far out because we still don't have the annual town report yet to give to everybody. We're still waiting on the auditor, which this happens quite often every year. We're waiting for stuff to come in, and I think that was the latest we felt we could do at that time.
Okay.
Want to confirm that that doesn't coincide with any voting schedules?
I don't believe so. We looked in the book, so I don't believe there's anything on there. But I can double check that tomorrow when I'm in the office.
I almost feel like that is going to be the first referendum, isn't it?
I'm finding it.
Yeah, David's checking right now.
Wait, what's I have nothing else scheduled for that, so I'm okay.
It's opening. It word's being slow. Oh, of course they're not. When did we have the finance committee meeting? That was the 19th?
No, I don't know. I wasn't there. The 19th was a Thursday. That could have been it.
In May?
Hold on.
March.
Well, March, we had a finance meeting on the 19th.
I know it was written down on one of the sheets of paper. I'm just trying to find it now.
What are you looking for? The schedule of...
The schedule of the referenda.
Oh, it was an attachment to the
last... Yeah, it was an attachment to something. I have so many attachments.
I think it was an attachment to the last Board of Selectmen meeting, which... which would have been March 10th, the night of the...
I'll be right back.
It was the full second meeting?
No, that was an AP meeting. It was also the night of the CROG public information session.
I was thinking it was on that one, but...
Because the prior, March 3rd was our regular monthly meeting, but that was when the fire department consultant was here.
Yeah, I feel like this shouldn't be as hard as it is to...
Oh, but it was included as a supplemental.
I was looking at something last week that had it on it when I was sitting at this table.
Nope, they begin March 19th. I just found the printout from 3:10.
You mean May 19th?
Yes, sorry. May 19th, May June 2nd, June 6th. So that
okay.
works.
Okay, right. Thank you, Bryce. Okay, so is there any other discussion on the motion to hold the town meeting on May 12th? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 We got everybody, so it's six.
Except for Tim.
And Tim is absent.
Yep.
Okay.
And we'll have to alert our moderator.
Kathy,
the moderator has been notified, and he has agreed to that date and time.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Thank you, Kathy. Next item is to schedule a meeting date for the Facilities and Public Safety Committee to discuss possible pavilions at Herrick Park and Heritage Farm, and also the school sign from the old Notch Road building. I would actually, well... Yeah. Okay. So I think, though, Kathy, would you be able to schedule that meeting by doing a doodle poll to those members instead of us trying to coordinate our schedules now? Because Tim is not here.
You're on mute.
Okay, Kathy, you're on mute.
Sorry. Yes, I can send out a doodle poll tomorrow for it.
Okay, that would be great. And we could also talk at that subcommittee meeting about this old school sign from the Notch Road building. But one idea I had was to use it somehow incorporated into the town green, that I mean the gazebo green
That could be fun.
design, but we could talk.
As part of Mather's Wall.
Maybe, although yours is curved and that sign is straight, but I mean, maybe somewhere else if you have an idea for putting it somewhere else. Okay, so thank you, Kathy, for putting that meeting together. Moving on to discussion regarding traffic cameras at the
Could I tee this one up?
Yes,
Yeah, so I had emailed Jim after the last, I think it was the March 10th meeting, asking about someone had pointed out at that public information session that one of the issues is that we should be looking at something that's simple rather than something so complex regarding that interchange to be able to slow people down, whether it be a rotary, whether it be a stop sign, something simple because people go flying through that area. So I went on Google Maps, looked at what the speed limit was. So it goes down to 45 as soon as you come through the notch, like just on the other side of the bridge. You're supposed to be at 45. Now, the number of people that do that is what causes some of the issue with that interchange getting off Notch Road. Not all of the issues, but some of the issues, especially with speed and how scary that intersection can be. So reached out to Jim and asked, and the email discussion is part of what you're seeing in the supplemental packet. Reached out to Jim and asked about cameras on potentially that road because it's technically not a highway anymore. Well, it still counts as a limited access road. So the issue being that the current state programming for speed cameras doesn't allow for cameras on limited access roads. But as part of the House bill that was referenced in the supplemental packet, they did approve a trial of using cameras on such roads. So timing happens to work out that we could potentially be included in something like a pilot program that would be looking at using speed cameras in that kind of a setting. So that's what the follow-up email from Jim is in the supplemental packet is the response that he got after his initial email back in January on the same topic.
And I that response from DOT, I think was not that the pilot program has been approved, but it's being considered, or did you get the sense that
No,
it's been approved?
the second email, the supplemental pack from today indicated that House Bill 5464, which contains language regarding a pilot program, was favorably reported. So it hasn't been approved, but it's moving through. So would be is something that is favorable and likely to be moved forward.
Good. And then I saw Jim's response was, if it's an appropriate location, we would love for Bolton to be part of the pilot program.
That's correct.
So,
Yeah, we'll see what the response to that is because that was just today. That was 11:54 a.m. That was 7 hours ago. Of
may I ask the question?
Yes.
course, Bob.
What would speed cameras accomplish?
Sure. So the speed camera program, I was reading up on it for the first, I believe, either 60 or 90 days. They come out with a written warning. So you'll get something in the mail that says, hey, you were going too fast through this area. And it wouldn't be a fine until X number of days that the cameras have been there. And then at that point, it becomes a fine of a speeding ticket versus being like a police officer sitting there. So ideally, hitting somewhere that is like, hey, we're sending you these warnings that
Yeah,
you're
so
traveling too
meaning
fast.
you're a repeat offender, you get a warning the first time and then it recognizes you the
With
second
subsequent
time
offenses.
doing it, and then it.
But there is a monetary limit for how much each fine can be because it's a camera versus a real police person.
And
And
with
who?
that, same insurance implications. I mean, it's an infraction, so I would
Don't
imagine,
think so, but I don't know.
And who
Go ahead, Bob.
collects the fine?
Here, there's the question. Is it us or is it the state? So we would have to
I would need to
send
go
out a
reread
notice.
that, the implications of who collects the fine.
Yeah, I mean, who sends out the bill? Who has to collect the money, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, but I mean, there's nothing lost.
It's an interim potential solution to help reduce or improve the safety in that area in the short term.
Right. Agreed. That's what we asked the question a while back because we were discussing the and they didn't allow it. So this could be a great thing.
I do want to commend Jim. So I had asked the question shortly after the meeting. He actually had the original email from, I believe it was January, that we were talking back and forth about, him and I, and he did, did follow up, and I think that's something that is good to see action on.
Yes. Good. Good. Thank you for summarizing that. Yeah. That was good. So does anybody have any questions about that? There's nothing to take action on at this point.
That's correct.
Good to have further discussion on that interchange at a later meeting, including the correspondence we received from the Bike Walk Bolton.
And I see on our on our agenda it says that the selectmen are going to discuss the interchange on April 21 first, at that meeting.
And could a longer term solution to that problem be incorporated into this redesign, or has that already been considered? You mentioned in the beginning a rotary, which is obviously a very much more costly solution than cameras.
Sure, but potentially less costly than that.
Well, sure, but could that be incorporated into this project or something, some type of construction measure?
Sure.
Into this project for a more longer term.
As soon as it becomes a construction zone, you can put cameras there. So even if it's a highway, because one of the first applications was down by my workplace in East Lyme, they had cameras coming from 95 onto 395, another really dangerous intersection. And when it's a construction zone, that was one of the first approved locations.
But after the construction, just in 20 years from now.
Sure.
As a continual monitoring device?
Well, no, a way to redesign this, incorporated into this design, is a way to slow and control the speed of traffic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you said rotary, that made me think, in doing a project like this, can that need be designed into this as well as all the other needs that are designed into that?
Because there was a concern brought up, and I don't want to go too far into discussing the town if we're going to discuss on the 21st. One of the other concerns brought up was people flying onto Route 6. Well, there's people next to them stopped at what is the backup from a stoplight at Route 44.
Yep.
So potential consideration for discussion on the 21st.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you for those comments. Is anybody, Bryce, Bob, Rodney, do you have anything else to say about that? No. Okay. All right, let's move on. Then we're going to move on to the AP report.
I will make a motion that we accept the accounts payable for the fiscal year 25-26 in the amount of $100,221.48.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Discussion?
Mather and David.
Any discussion?
Bryce, anything you had your eye on this time?
I did have, there was one late fee that I was curious about that I can't find the page number on.
Yeah, no, it's page 8.
Let me guess, is it Lowe's?
Frontier.
No, Frontier. Yeah. It's like $38.
Oh.
$38.22.
Which page was that on?
Page 8.
No.
It's the fourth line item down.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody here has an answer for that, but I'm sure it's the usual answer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting curious at this point too, that if we were to be able to pull late fees as an expense or as a specific expense line, which I would imagine our system could probably do in some format, to say, what does our current processes cost us in late fees? And then what type of intervention would cost us in any other way? As you know, I feel like we're probably over $1,000 a year in late fees. Just if you think about the, you know, if we look at the two quarters or so that we've done, it's probably $400 or so.
Well, the two quarters.
If it's one every AP, which is every other week, is 25 times $40.
$800.
Yeah, close to 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think something should be done, and but I mean
we're working on it.
Yeah, right. And we have to
sign them and we sign them and get them over immediately.
Yeah, right. Which is seems like a really simple solution.
We can't sign because we only have 3 people here in person.
Oh.
You can.
We'll just have to see if we can get the
somebody come in tomorrow and sign for the other signature if the 3 of you sign tonight.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, I can.
Yeah,
I can too on my way in if you can't, Rodney.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll be back around noon. So,
okay. Good. Thank
Gwen, could you just leave the paper underneath the computer?
Yes,
and I'll grab it in the morning.
Yes,
and we'll sign the was it the budget transfers as well when we get there?
Yep.
Okay.
So we haven't voted on this yet.
I expect that new process we've been doing we wouldn't see the actual effects for a little while. You know, it doesn't show up immediately.
Okay, you need to see it probably 6 or 8 weeks later.
This would have been incurred potentially everywhere.
Right. Right. So I just had a question about the salt budget, which maybe, Rodney, I don't know if you can answer it, but Mather asked the same question a month or so ago. Just there's 2 bills in here for salt, and I'm just
more than that.
Are there? So I'm just really wondering whether we're still within the budget or if we're above.
I asked that question last month, and Jim said that we were okay. That I forget his wording, but
yeah,
said
well, yeah, you definitely asked the question after the last charge on that, because those salt charges were from like February.
Yeah, so now we've got this. There's two big ones.
No, there's more than that, because there's more on the next page.
Yeah, Morton Salt.
On page 18, there's one for 20, roughly 2,200.
Oh, there's one on 11 and 12 to Morton Salt.
He did say that there was that they delivered X numbers of loads, and they had 2 more coming or something. I thought they said 4.
Yep. So there's there's 4 total of about 9,370.21.
Yeah.
They're dating between February 27th and March 9th. So the most recent one would have been 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And I retract my comment because as Mather pointed out, I was looking at sand cost, not salt.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they the same budget line though? The same budget, broader budget category?
They're probably the same category. It's just where the funds end up going, how they're organized in the
different vendor
table. Yeah.
Right, but I still. But if it's sand is salt as the highway line is the expense category.
Sand is a small amount compared to the salt. The salt's about 9,300. The sand is about 2 grand.
And we have 9,300 of salt.
Yeah.
So I still feel like the comment is valid.
No, I agree. Just the sand being a small percent.
Well, we don't know what the total budget of the sand and salt was, though, do we?
No, I don't. So maybe
that'd be a good request.
Yeah, maybe Jim could answer that. It's really just a comment, and just want to make sure that we're still doing all right on the budget of that.
Yeah, and I know in past years we have, when we've purchased, you know, we've budgeted for X amount of salt, and we had a lean snow year, we had extra salt, and we've been able to store that and bank that. So I don't know if, I guess what I'm saying is that some of the salt we use this year actually come from last year's budget. And if we purchase some at the end of this year and don't use it, or then, you know, does it?
I will point out too, we'll see a budget transfer if we're running over on salt.
True.
Or sand.
Yeah. True.
And we haven't seen that yet.
Yep.
I feel like John's been pretty on top of that, seeing that we have 2 larger ones coming up here. So
it'd be,
I guess it wouldn't have been John.
It'd be AJ.
It'd be AJ.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yes. Bob? Question, yeah. Gwen.
Yes.
Forgive me for not knowing this, but what's on page 16? School annual charge for EFP pro fees. What the hell is that?
That was the Tyler Technologies piece I believe we were discussing a couple weeks ago, because that was their ERP Pro program. So I would guess that that's training for the specific program of discussion back in what, January or early February?
That's right.
Yeah, that was the one where we had some comments about waiving the bid process
Yep.
for that. Do you remember that discussion, Bob?
I
Yes.
remember Bo waving, yes.
We did, I believe, vote to waive that bid process.
And the reason we did that is because this is the program that the school also uses, I believe, to
Correct.
do their finances. So the reason that we waived it was so that we're using the same program in both rather than using two
Oh
different
yeah.
programs.
And
Oh
they had
yeah.
already started the training too, I think.
Yep.
So it made sense to use them.
The other question I had was, is that consulting insurance charge monthly, it says, is that every month or just
Is that the Brown and Brown?
Yeah, what
I
page is
think
that
that
on, Bob?
the monthly insurance charge for consulting services.
Yeah, what? Oh, hey, is that
I'm
page two?
I can't. Hey, we got an emergency here. Sorry. We have
Okay.
no drainage. We have backup, and the contractors are here. Not having a hard time hearing you. But I remember wondering about a monthly charge for insurance consulting, wondering if it's every month or just. Well,
If it's the Brown and Brown, it does say monthly consulting contract on page two.
let's see. Okay. We pay for consulting or for insurance, period.
So
That's
we had talked about this at a previous meeting, and that I believe Jim mentioned that they're constantly looking at the insurance contracts and whether that we're getting the best price, so the payments are split up over monthly rather than having an annual lump sum, if I'm remembering right.
So we are prepaying that money just for them to look at this.
Well,
That's
they, yes. Hey, Kathy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
What else do they do for us, Brown and Brown? Or do
So,
you?
off the top of my head, I can't answer for Brown and Brown. I know with USI, they go through all of our contracts, and USI will also, if we have questions on any other contracts, they will look at them for us. They work with us to make sure that the pricing that we're getting from Kerma or anybody else is within reason and is not. An example would be right now is we're out for cybersecurity insurance. Our policy is going to be up June 30th. So we have submitted our application and they will go through with us step by step once we actually get the quote back and compare the rates with us. If there's things that we don't understand on it, or if there's things that they've heard that we should be looking at more, or if there's some type of security that's not considered in that we should look at now, they are constantly advising us on things like that. But they also work with us on workers' comp, not just our rates. If we have any workers' comp, which we've had in the last couple of years, where they have been working with us to work through some workers' comp claims that have been quite substantial or had quite issues with us. So we do work with them quite a bit.
So, Kathy, you're saying we're getting our money's worth, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe we are.
Yeah, we discussed that a few months back,
Yeah.
but I forget the total amount, but I remember thinking to myself that it was well worth it.
Jim had said we saved a certain amount by using them, and it was more than what we were spending on
Yeah,
the
given
consultant.
like the total amount of money we spend on insurance,
Right.
just having someone look at it and be able to guide us into the right, you know, coverages and so forth, and look for savings.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Anybody else have any
questions
on the AP report?
Yeah, the recording clerk does. Is USI an insurance broker? Just for clarification for the minutes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. So that's six. Six in favor, one absent. And we will sign this now and leave it under the computer.
Also, since it's next, I want to say thank you to Kathy and to Jim for getting the budget transfer sheets corrected with additional information that wasn't provided in the initial packet.
But thank you. So let's move on to budget transfers. There are two fairly large. Let's see. There's one we don't have. There's a $200 one from administrative services to payroll and conservation commission.
I'll make a motion to approve the town building operations, both of the budget transfers in the amounts of $12,000 from land use to regular payroll, and from $7,500 from land use to regular payroll.
Good. David, would you like to just read why, or Mather, would you like to just...
Did you say that correctly, though? Because you said from land use to regular payroll, but it's the category of regular payroll,
okay,
overtime,
I need to,
and repairs and maintenance.
Yep, understood. So I will amend my motion to be for both budget transfers from land use to town building operations in the amounts of $12,000 and $7,500, one from regular payroll to repair and maintenance services, the other from regular payroll to overtime.
So seconded.
And do you want to just summarize why, what the purpose is?
So the $12,000 transfer is for unexpected large repairs, such as the boiler at the firehouse and some overhead doors requiring more funds in this line. And the other is for, due to large duration of snowstorms that have occurred on weekends, more funds are needed in the overtime account.
Yes. Good. Any discussion about those?
I just want to say $7,500 is way less than I expected for extra overtime, having three huge winter snowstorms happen on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
That's only in the buildings.
Sure, but it's, they but they do a fair amount, like, you know, John, like 5 o'clock in the morning himself.
Just the question I had for the first transfer, the $12,000 one, which overhead doors specifically were those that required repairs, and what happened?
I don't have an answer. I would expect that it was at their shop behind the middle school.
So there's three garage bays on that, correct?
Unless it was the, it could have been the firehouse doors, maybe?
It could have also been the highway doors, since that's also buildings and grounds.
Right. So I really don't have an answer for you. But they do take care of a lot of garage doors.
Yeah, and I'm just curious if there was some manner of negligence, or if just, or if something else happened, and, you know, there's just something that's not being addressed.
If somebody drove through it?
Yeah. For example.
We can. you can ask that again next week or next meeting. So.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any other discussion on the budget transfers?
No.
All right. Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Yeah, that's opposed. Abstentions. That's six in favor, one absent. That is it.
So, Rodney,
initial or check one.
Yeah. Well, so question on the budget transfers: does Jim need to sign these, or is our signature enough for the approval? Because I know typically Jim would just check them and then sign it himself, and we would have the checks from, or the motion from the meeting minutes.
Jim will be in the morning. He will be in. I've talked to him earlier this evening, so he will be in, and I will make sure he signs them. And then once Rodney comes in and he signs it, or Bryce, whoever stops by, I will send it over to finance immediately afterwards.
All right, so I'll just mark this appropriately with what just happened of six yeses and one absent. Oop. And then we can sign.
Do we have to sign that too? Or?
No, I don't think we do. I'm just going
to
mark. He would just check who was yes and no and then sign himself.
Yes.
So.
Okay, yes.
Yep. All right. Today's date is the 23rd.
All right. May I have just a reminder, Tuesday, April 7th is our regular board meeting at 6:30. And then Tuesday, April 21st is board meeting with AP at 6 o'clock. And that's the meeting at which we will be discussing the 6 and 44 interchange. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, Mather.
David seconds.
Sorry, Bryce, you're out of luck on that one. David seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Gwen, and thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Roddy.
Bye.
Yep. Have a good night.